I'm simply saying that somehow or other we've not learned to realize or to sympathize or to empathize or have compassion on the people who hurt because they're sinners, as we do on the people that hurt because they're saints. A wreck is on the highway. A drunk driver hits a car, crosses the center lane, hits a car head on. The paramedics come. Over here is the car of the drunk driver who broke the law. Over here is the car of the innocent party. Over here is a drunk driver who's maybe at the point of death. Over here is the innocent party who may be at the point of death. The paramedics come. They don't check whose fault it is. They don't walk up and say, "Would you tell me, were you in your lane? How fast were you driving? And were you in your lane? How fast were you driving? And would you please fill out this little slip, this little paper, and draw the on the road here exactly as you saw the accident? We want to know whom we're going to try to revive. We've got to choose which one we're going to try to help. Because you see, we're not as concerned," they say, "about helping the drunk who's near death as we are helping the innocent one who's near death." Nothing like that is done. They get busy on the innocent, they get busy on the guilty. Because the guilty hurting as much as the innocent. His innocent wife at home is just hurts as much as the wife of the innocent party hurts. His children suffer as much as the children of the innocent party suffer. And the paramedics will come. They'll give the same attention to the guilty one as to the innocent one. And they'll use the same oxygen. And they'll use the same equipment. They'll put them in the same type of an ambulance. They'll rush them to the same emergency ward. And at the emergency ward, the nurses don't rush out to the ambulance and say, "Which one was guilty? We'll let him die. Let the innocent one live." The same attention is given to the guilty that's given to the innocent. I wish Christians were that way. A gun battle takes place. A criminal and a police officer. That criminal is shot in the gun battle, and so is the police officer. They both are critically wounded. The paramedics come. They give the same attention to that criminal that they give to that police officer. Why? It's not their job to help the innocent wounded. It's their job to help the wounded. Sometimes they'll put a man in the hospital room, have an armed guard at his door, and have doctors on the inside trying to save his life. You know why? Because the medical profession is not the judicial profession. You'll never hear a better statement than that. The medical profession is not the judicial profession. The medical profession is given to the healing of bodies, all bodies. Self-inflicted wounds as well as others' inflicted wounds. I wish Christians were like that. Let me remind you of something. Let me remind you that the lost sheep chose to go astray. The lost sheep said, "I don't want to be around the shepherd." The lost sheep said, "I don't want to be in the fold." And the lost sheep of Luke chapter 15 chose to go astray. And the shepherd, realizing that lost sheep chose to go astray, nevertheless goes to look for that lost sheep. Just like he had looked for a sheep that just didn't choose to go astray but was stolen. If somebody had stolen that sheep, the shepherd would have gone to seek the lost sheep. But here's a lost sheep that chose to go astray. He decided to leave the fold. He decided to leave the shepherd and chose to go astray. But my Bible says the shepherd, we sang, "There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold." But that's not true. They weren't 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold. They were 99 that needed the shepherd. But the shepherd left those 99, went out to get the one. And the one chose to leave. And then and he went out and he sought until he found him. I like that. He sought until he found him. I like a guy that keeps on doing what he's supposed to do until he does what he's supposed to do. I like a guy that goes to college and seeks until he finds a degree. I like a fellow starts a job and finishes the job. He sought him until he found him. And when he found the lost sheep, he said, "Now you, I'm going to put a rope here and pull that rope, and you hold on to that rope with your mouth. If you can hold on to that rope and hold out faithful to get back to the fold, then you'll be back in the fold." No, sir, he didn't. No, sir. No, sir. He put the lost sheep on his shoulder. And on his own shoulder, he carried the lost sheep back to the fold. That shepherd is our wonderful shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. The great shepherd, the good shepherd, the chief shepherd. Every time one of his own leaves, he goes looking for him. And you let him, he'll put you on his shoulder. He won't say, "Hold out faithful to the end." He'll say, "I'll hold you faithful to the end." He puts you on his shoulder. Let me remind you that the lost sheep decided to go astray.